Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. So today we have a very special guest, because today my guest is really one of my favorite funny guys, and that's comedian Mike Marino. And he's, you know, he's a Jersey guy who's migrated off to the West Coast, but he does come back from time to time, and he's on a kind of an East Coast mission right now. So he's also running for president, and we'll kind of talk a little bit about more of that. Mike is running a little bit late, so I'm going to start by telling you a few some information here. So this coming weekend, actually, which is May 13th through 15th, you can catch Mike as one of the celebrities at the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con. This is the second year of this convention. It's kind of like the ultimate Comic-Con geek pop culture experience. You know, if you've ever been to a Comic-Con or anything like that, really an amazing event. All kinds of, you know, fantasy people, people dressed up in their favorite characters, whether it's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, etc. They will all be there, as well as Mike Marino. And by the way, speaking of Wonder Woman, I can't believe that Wonder Woman is 75 years old at this point. She looks pretty good, right? We should all look that good when we're 75. But one of the highlights of the Atlantic City Boardwalk Convention this weekend is going to be, there's a Star Trek 50th anniversary tour by Roddenberry Entertainment. You know, that's Gene Roddenberry. And let's see, the Marston Family Wonder Woman Museum. So I think that's actually going to be very, very cool about Wonder Woman. So the other dose of Mike Marino you can get for yourself would be at June 25th, because he's going to be appearing at the Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan. You know, he's right now, he's on his presidential comedy tour, and he's going to be making a local stop at the Jersey Shore. He's going to be at the Algonquin Arts Theater. This is a big event. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people there. So you're going to definitely want to get your tickets. Like I said, that one is June 25th. So my guest today is comedian Mike Marino, and we're just waiting for Mike to call in. Let me just check my switchboard and see if, you know, maybe he's running late, you know, the presidential motorcade and all that sort of thing. Let's see if we can find out. All right, well, we'll keep the conversation going a little bit longer, because, again, when you're running for president, anything could happen. So kind of going back to the Atlantic City Comic Con, the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, it's much bigger than just the Comic Con. This is, again, the second year in Atlantic City, and I guess there was a lot of really positive feedback from previous attendees. So they've greatly expanded the show. And as I said, the Marston Family Wonder Woman Museum. So this is one of the cool things. William Marston, he created the character of Wonder Woman many years ago for DC Comics. And he said the character of Wonder Woman would be the embodiment of all of his teaching and beliefs, and of course this changed the face of comics. So I think it's going to be very cool to celebrate his legacy through this exhibit. It features everything about Wonder Woman that you could possibly want to know. 75 years old, it's pretty wild. And the other thing that I thought was really cool that's going on is Star Trek's 50th anniversary tour. And I've always been a big Star Trek fan, Captain Kirk. He's still my favorite womanizer that he is, but he's my favorite captain. So I think that's going to be a very, very cool, exhibit, again, for the 50th anniversary. There's panel discussions. There's people selling things. There's all kinds of entertainment. I think it's going to be a really cool event. And it's the entire weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you've got nothing to do and you're any kind of a comic fan or pop culture, anything like that, really ought to consider heading on down to Atlantic City and checking out the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con. For complete information on that, you can just go to their website. I think it's acbc.com. if my memory serves me correctly. And it's, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's an all-day Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you really have a pretty full day of events going on. And one of the things that's kind of cool, too, which I'll mention, is, something for everyone. A lot of cosplay, if I'm saying that right, you know, people dressed up in costume. There's tattoos. There's a special zone for kids called the Kids Zone. So this is a very, very family-friendly kind of an event. And Mike Marino is one of the celebrities who will be appearing there, as well as many, many other celebrities. If you want to find out a little bit more about it, you'll just go to their website, check it for yourself. And the other thing you can check out as far as Mike Marino goes, New Jersey's Bad Boy, is that he is coming back to the Algonquin Theater. You know, he's West Coast-based these days, you know, formerly from Jersey City. But he's on the East Coast very often with all kinds of appearances. So I think it's going to be, as always, a really cool show with Mike Marino at the Algonquin, which is a beautiful theater anyway, even no matter who's appearing there. It's general admission, and tickets are kind of on a first-come, first-served basis. So there is just general seating, and there's a VIP section as well. And if you purchase your VIP tickets, you'll have some opportunities to, a kind of a meet and greet with Mike himself, which is always kind of a fun thing to do. Also, as far as the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con, that's another opportunity to, you know, get up close and personal with lots of your favorite celebrities, including Mike Marino and many, many others. So there'll be a lot of opportunity to meet and greet, take photos, all kinds of stuff with your, you know, favorite guys and gals. Lots of women in there, too. For that full list, again, you're going to want to go to the Atlantic City BoardwalkCon.com. Second year. It's going to be a pretty cool show. A very cool show, actually. So giving Mike a few more minutes, because hopefully he's okay, because Mike has been on my show many, many times. Always a fantastic guest. So I'm going to give him a little pass here and hope that he will be with us very soon. If you're a big fan of Mike Marino, you definitely want to check out his website, and that's mikemarino.net. And you will see all about his presidential run. You know, honestly, in light of who else is running for president, maybe Mike is really your best bet. I think one of the things that you might want to check out, as far as Mike goes, is his stance on illegal aliens. He's got several videos on his website, and that's one of them that you'll be able to take a look at. He has some very strong opinions about illegal aliens. I think it's worth mentioning, and I think you ought to, you know, go ahead and check it out, see what you think. There's also a little sit-down with Mike and the Donald, and that was kind of interesting as well. They seem to have very different opinions on many things. Oh, I don't know, between Donald and Hillary and Mike Marino, who are you going to vote for? Mike might be the guy. So I'm sorry to say that Mike hasn't called in, and I hope everything is okay with him. So once more, I'm just going to repeat. I will put up a blog entry, and I will put links to Mike's shows this coming weekend. But let me just repeat it for those of you who might be listening, because I appreciate my listeners are with me. So Mike will be at the Atlantic City Boardwalk Con this weekend. That's May 13th through 15th. You can buy your tickets. This is going to be a very, very cool experience on the boardwalk. He's one of the celebrities that will be appearing there, one of the many celebrities that will be appearing there. You'll have your opportunity to get an autograph, get a meet and greet, or, you know, just get a photo of you and Mike together. And for your second dose of Mike Marino, you'll be able to come see him on June 25th at the Algonquin Arts Theater, which is located in Manasquan, And he's going to be making a stop on at the Jersey Shore on his presidential comedy tour, which I assure you is always absolutely crazy and funny. So as far as the Algonquin Arts Theater, that is a general admission seating. So you want to get there early. And, of course, you can always get your VIP tickets and have an opportunity to get a little bit up close and personal with Mike Marino for yourself. All right, so thank you all for listening today. And we'll have to check back with Mike, make sure he's okay. 30 minutes can change your life, but 15 minutes can change your life too. So I'm just going to say thanks for listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. And you know what? During this presidential election, think long and hard. You might want to give your vote to Mike Marino. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.